Hi there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. Welcome, ladies, and thank you for joining our Ministry of Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Shelley Freelo, and I'm so glad you were able to stop by. I have a question for you. Have you ever said to yourself, I just want to be happy? I'm tired of life beating me up. I just want to be happy. Let's look at that phrase and see how that translates into our marriages. Happiness can be defined as a condition upon that which happens to me or around me. See, when I'm happy because things are going well, because people are treating me well, because I have what I want. The Oxford Dictionary explains it this way. It's a feeling or showing pleasure or contentment, having a sense of confidence in or satisfaction with a person, an arrangement, or a situation. It's being satisfied with the standard of life. Often, as women, we seek happiness as a way of feeling more fulfilled or feeling that we have more peace within our spirit. But if we really look at God's word, we see that phrase happiness really does not belong in the Christian life, because my happiness can change in the blink of an eye. I can go from being very satisfied in my marriage, very content and happy on cloud nine, to being devastated, thinking that there's no hope, there's no way this marriage can survive this. All in a blink of a moment. I once heard a woman say, the reason why I committed adultery was because I didn't realize I was unhappy in my marriage until I met such and such. And I realized all the things that I was missing that my husband wasn't giving me. Isn't it funny that happiness is so fragile that it can be something that you're not even aware that you're not, until someone brings it to your attention? And who do you think that someone is that would tell you that you're not happy? Satan. Because as long as he can keep our minds and our eyes based on what is happening to us or around us, what people are doing for us or with us, we take our eyes off eternity. We take our eyes off the prize. Now, here's something I want you to really think about. We really don't see the word happy in God's word. We see the word joy quite often in God's word. And I wonder why is that? You see, joy is conditioned upon the blessing of God. It is not conditioned on what is happening to me, through me, or for me. It is conditioned upon who God is and what He is providing. Let's look at James 1, 2 through 4. It says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Ladies, this verse isn't just for us individually. It is also applied to our marriages. I can count it all joy when we're having that season of difficulty, because once we come out on the other side, it's going to make our marriage that much stronger. It's going to reveal who we are as husband and wife to one another. God doesn't say that the trials won't come. In fact, the beginning of the verse tells us that when you meet trials of what? Of various kinds. Big ones, little ones, medium-sized ones, ones that devastate, ones that make you say, what? Ones that throw you for a loop. God is saying, count it all joy, for I permitted it to come in your marriage to strengthen it. And let the steadfastness of that trial go into full effect, so that when you and he come through it, you are made more perfect in me by it. You see, my happiness is irrelevant, but my joy is what God provides me. That he can tell me that through the foolishness, you can have joy in me because you're seeking me in the midst of. He's telling me that when I allow these things to happen in your life, to transpire in your marriage, you don't have to look at it as all doom and gloom. You look at it and you can praise me and say, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where you're bringing me to. But help me to endure. Help our marriage to endure. So that when we come out on the other side, we can praise you for it. And our lives, our marriage can be a better witness of who you are and what you can do through it. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Listen, God didn't promise us happiness, which can come and go. He didn't promise us that as you succeed, I will fill you with happiness. He said, baby, I'm going to fill you with joy. The kind of joy that will surpass all understanding. The kind of joy that can make you stand firm in your marriage even when all you see is the valley. That's the kind of joy that I'm offering you. I'm not offering you something as fragile and as fleeting as happiness. I'm offering you my joy. My joy that comes through the power and the person of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is not only alive in you, it is alive in your marriage. I've shared with you, sisters, before, I am in an unevenly yoked marriage, but I am here to tell you that my God is alive and well in my marriage, just as if I was married to a believing husband. And all that he asks of me is to stand in him and let me work on your husband. Let me reveal myself to him as you pray to me, as you seek me, as you believe me in doing what you're asking me to do in his life. And while you're waiting, sister, I am going to give you the joy, the fullness of my Holy Spirit's joy. Why? We find it at the end of this verse. It tells us so that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. What do I need the hope for? The hope, Lord, that my marriage can survive. The hope, Lord, that you are working a great work in my marriage. The hope that, God, you can change this man for your glory. The hope that all is not lost, Lord, even though it may seem that way when I'm looking through life through my humanness, when I'm looking at my marriage through my womanhood. I can have hope, Lord, that you can fill me with joy and peace in you. Galatians 5:22 explains, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And there's that word again, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, joy. He's promising, listen, when I inherited the Holy Spirit as a stamp, as a seal of my faith in Christ, I inherited these things. I inherited love. I inherited joy. I inherited peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. But I also inherited those things in my marriage. Those are not things that I just got individually. I got them in my marriage. And I can expect that the Holy Spirit will make these things fruitful and multiply in my marriage as I am seeking Christ. That's the reason why we want to seek to have joy, not happiness. For happiness is fleeting, it's fragile, it's conditional. But my joy is eternal. My joy doesn't have to waver. My joy is not easily exhausted. Let's go to Psalm 16:11. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever." Wow, there's so much stated in this simple little verse. First, it says that God is letting me know when I want to have the fullness of His joy, I need to get in His presence. I need to live my life in a way that is coming into His presence daily through prayer, through meditation, through reading of His word, through living out my faith. I want to be in God's presence. Why? Because I want the fullness of His joy. And then it says at the end that that joy at the right hand of God are the pleasures forever. What is seated at the right hand of God but Jesus Christ? My joy was found when I accepted Christ as my Savior. My joy does not diminish because life beats me up. He's offering it to me. Every time I start to feel my joy start to wane, I need to get back into God's presence. When my marriage makes me feel that there's no hope, I need to get back into God's presence. Because it is in His presence that I start to renew my mind and my spirit, and my joy comes back in its fullness. And now I have the tools and the equipment that I need to continue to fight the good fight of faith for my marriage. Philippians 4:4 says it this way. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, my sisters, I will say rejoice." Why does the writer says always rejoice? Because if I'm always coming into the presence of God Almighty, He is constantly renewing my joy, constantly helping to reset my spirit, constantly ordering my thoughts to be more in line with Him. We do not want to spend our lives seeking after that thing that can be easily destroyed. Happiness is conditional. Joy is conditioned upon God. Ladies, what do you have? Do you have happiness or do you have joy? In your marriages, are you seeking to be a happy wife or are you seeking to be a joyful one? Until next time, ladies, may God bless your marriages and grow your spirit.
Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you again for listening.